Welcome to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series, recorded live at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church in Ellicott City, Maryland. This homily is from the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, 2018.
At the heart and the core of our Christian faith is this wonderful truth that the Lord God so desires us to know Him that He did not wait for us on our own to find Him, to look for Him, and maybe if we were lucky, track Him down. But rather, from the very beginning of the human family, the Lord has made this choice to reveal Himself to us. And that's at the core of our Christian faith, that God desires to be in a relationship with us so much that He has sought us out, opened up His heart to us, and revealed Himself to us. And you will not find that in every other different world religion. There are many different takes on how this whole relationship with God is supposed to play out. But from the very roots of our Christian faith, reaching all the way back to the very beginning, the Lord has made it clear that He wants us to know Him, and so He's revealed Himself to us. And in the course of all that the Lord has done, from the very beginning of creation, all the way up until now, the history of the world has been filled with all of these great things the Lord has done that basically are aimed at revealing two huge things. Two things the Lord wants us to know. One, who He is in His very being, in the deepest part of His heart, who God is, and what He has done to save us. Those two things capture, in the biggest picture, the whole dealing that God has had with us, with the human family. And out of everything that He's done, in a really beautiful way, in Scripture, the Lord has kind of distilled the fullness of all that He is and what He's done and given it to us through the inspired sacred writers, kind of the distilling down of those two things. In Scripture, we discover who God is and what He's done to save us. It doesn't capture the whole of all that God has done. For example, at the end of John's Gospel, in Scripture itself, John says, if we tried to write down everything that the Lord Jesus did, he says, I don't think that all of the books in the whole world could contain it. But the Lord has given us Scripture as a little bit more of a concise way to gather together those two great truths, who He is and what He's done for us. But in addition to having something like the Bible, on our own, we've sought to try to narrow it down. And so that's why we have things like the catechism. Like, this is the catechism for adults that the U.S. bishops put out several years ago based on the big universal catechism. But this is the same thing. This is trying to distill down to its core who God is and what He's done to save us. So we have catechisms. But before we even had catechisms, the church was already doing that, already trying to bring together in a very tight, concise way those same two truths. So, for example, at every single Mass, we profess our faith in the form of the creed. All the creed does is present to us in a simpler way who God is and what He's done to save us. And maybe you never noticed that, but that's at the heart of it. You can keep bringing it down to a smaller and smaller, tighter and tighter core, all the way down to what is the most concise kind of catechism that we have as Catholics. It is the simplest form of what we believe. It is so simple, you probably have never even thought about it. Maybe a lot of us take it for granted. But I want to go back to that simplest profession of our faith on this Trinity Sunday because it offers us a really beautiful little reminder in its core of what we're celebrating today. But whittling everything down to its absolute core, the simplest and actually the most ancient expression of our faith is this. It is the sign of the cross. And you may have never thought about that, but in that one very simple prayer that opens all of our prayer, where with our words we say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and then with our gesture we trace the cross over our body, in that one simple thing, we are professing who God is and what he has done to save us. It is the simplest distilling down, the most concise expression of our faith as Catholics, as Christians, that you'll find. Who God is. The words are taken right from Jesus in today's gospel. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Notice that name is in the singular. That's huge. We do not pray in the names, plural, but in the name. Why singular? Because there is how many gods? Okay, yes. Yep, that is worth applauding. Yeah, there's one God. But in the divine life, each sharing fully in the divine life, each entirely divine in himself, are three persons. Persons, not things, not just powers, not abstract whatevers, but three persons. And whenever you deal with a person, you're dealing with one with whom you can have a relationship. Three persons, and their personhood is expressed in the fact that we have their names. Father, we can speak to him personally as Father. The Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And so our sign of the cross invokes that beautiful reality that in the life of God there is one God, but in his divine life, three persons. And we've talked about this on other Trinity Sundays, but to keep it simple, what we have there is we have the perfection of love. It's not one person who says to the whole universe, bow down and love me in like some kind of, you know, ego kind of maniac way. But nor is it two divine persons who kind of shut the whole universe out. Like we've talked about how you can always tell when a relationship isn't that healthy when two people who are dating end up shutting out the whole world. Like that's not a healthy love. A healthy love is life-giving. It's open to life. It's open to the world around. And when the Father and the Son are loving each other, there is that openness to life in such a way that the Holy Spirit is not the right word, but it is the result of that perfect love between Father and Son. So God in himself, he is the perfection of love. This community of persons who are loving each other fully and completely, holding nothing back, that's the heart of God. When we make the sign of the cross, we are calling that to mind in the simplest way with those words. But because that is who God is in his very being, pure love, does not have to be convinced to love. It's just, it's who he is. It's what he does. Because that's who he is, then out of that flows what he's done to save us. So as we speak those words, we trace the cross over our body, which is just the simplest, most profound reminder of what God has done to save us. The heart of his love for us revealed in the cross. That's the length that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have gone to save us, to redeem us. And every single time that we make the sign of the cross, we are acting on and we are reminding ourselves of and we're professing our faith in those two core things, who God is and what he's done to save us. It is the most beautifully simple and yet profound prayer that we have as Catholics. And it's such a deep part of our life as Catholics that, like, you know, if you're watching a football game or a baseball game, you see an athlete make the sign of the cross before kicking or before going up to bat, you're like, oh, that guy's Catholic. Like, you know it. It's such a deep part of our Catholic life, but maybe we don't always appreciate the fact that at the same moment, it's also the deepest profession of faith. And so I wanted to bring that out to you today and make this point that as we trace the cross over our body, a reminder of what God's done to save us, there is that part of it all because of who God is first in himself before we ever existed. The inner life of God, without beginning and without end, really is perfect love in that communion of persons who share fully the divine life, not sharing it like the Father's 33 and a third percent God and the Son is a third God. No, they're all fully divine, sharing the one divine life of God. But that's who he is in his core, pure, beautiful love. And because that's who he is, he does what he does. We live in a world that tends to value doing first above and beyond being. So much so, sadly, that if someone is not useful to us or to society, we want to just get rid of them. Well, you can't do anything. You're not productive in our eyes. Okay, well, we just want to push you off to the side and we want to discard you. Like, really sadly, we value the doing way, way more than the being. But we've got it completely wrong. Our value lies first in our being, who we are, because we get that from God himself. Before he did anything, he was already and remains the perfection of love. So Trinity Sunday is the day when the church says, don't forget that all of this stuff that we just celebrated during Easter, the reason that we can celebrate it and we can say visibly, this is how much God loves us, is because in his heart, he is love. And what he does flows out of who he is. And that's kind of the nature of what we're celebrating today. So with all of this, I want to encourage you, do not take for granted that beautiful prayer that opens up all prayer with the sign of the cross. Don't crank it out haphazardly. Don't do it like we got to get it out of the way. You know, the number of non-Catholics who are scandalized when we just kind of crank out our gestures and our rituals without even thinking about them. Like, don't do that. In the sign of the cross, we really do have the most beautifully concise, packed down statement of who God is and what he's done to save us. And on this Trinity Sunday, we remember that what takes precedence is who he is in his core. And you know that's the image and the likeness that you've been made after yourselves. So before you can do anything, before there's any kind of doing or being functional, in your core, you've been made according to the image and the likeness of God to live the way that he lives. That's who you are. And there's a value there that goes so far beyond what our world seems to even be able to appreciate. But in all of this, the really beautiful and awesome thing is the Lord wants us to know who he is in his very heart, not just so that we know it, but so that we can share in and participate in his own divine life. Like, in our Christian faith, we are that bold to say, as Scripture tells us, that God has said to us, I do not only want you to know me, my plan is that you would share and participate fully in my own divine life. That's why we have the gift of the Eucharist. It prefigures what is awaiting the faithful in heaven. Nothing less than sharing in his own life. So today the Lord reminds us of that, but we get to have a chance to go back to the heart and the core of it and remember that every single time we make the sign of the cross, we're being pulled right into it all, to the heart of it all, who God is in himself and what he's done to save us.
Thank you for listening to the Our Lady of Perpetual Help podcast series. We invite you to visit our website at www.olphparish.org to get connected with everything our parish has to offer.